The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Mike Huckabee, the US ambassador to Israel. Lots of you will have seen his tweet in recent days, last week, suggesting that we had collectively fallen into a vat of Guinness in this country after the government moved to progress a version of the Occupied Territories Bill. What fewer of you will have seen are similarly critical views of Irish government policy expressed in influential outlets in the US, like the Wall Street Journal or even The Hill. And Niall Stanage is the White House columnist with The Hill, and he's with me now. Niall, you're very welcome to the show, as always. Can you give us a sense of how policymakers in DC look at Ireland's position on Gaza and Israel and Palestine?
Well, let's start off with the fact that I don't know which piece appeared in The Hill that was critical of the Irish position. I didn't see it myself. Now, if it was an opinion piece, maybe that was maybe there was one. In relation to the overall reaction, I think that it is important not to exaggerate or overestimate the degree to which this is a central issue in American politics. Obviously, I'm conscious of it because I'm Irish, but the lawmakers who have made statements on this have generally been critical of Ireland's position, and they're arguing that it complicates the relationship between Ireland and the US because, of course, the US is such a staunch ally of Israel.
And how widespread is that view amongst those politicians or policymakers?
Well, I mean, at the moment, we've had about 10, I think, policymakers, and that probably includes Mr. Huckabee, who, of course, is an ambassador rather than an elected official. So that's roughly 10 voices out of 435 people in the House of Representatives and 100 senators. So that's what I mean about it being a marginal topic. That said, I also don't want to suggest that you would have lots of American lawmakers saying, yes, the Occupied Territories Bill would be a great idea. The centre of gravity on Israel here in the United States is very, very different from where the centre of political gravity on Israel is in Ireland.
So describe to us a little bit more about where that centre of gravity is in the United States and whether it's budging at all.
It's budging in the sense that younger Americans, including some on the right, interestingly, but primarily on the left, are much more inclined to be critical of Israel and to be broadly sympathetic to the plight and cause of the Palestinians. Now, that generational gap has the side effect that obviously younger people are not typically in elected office. So if I look a few hundred yards away from me now at the US Capitol, the vast majority of those representatives there would be very staunchly pro-Israel. That is not really reflected so much as it once was in the overall population.
And is there any sense then that this might over time move the dial at a kind of a political or a policymaking level in the United States? Or are we talking about such a kind of a protracted period of time for that necessarily to happen? It's almost irrelevant.
Well, I think it will change over a protracted period of time. Now, that is not much comfort to the people of Gaza, obviously. But I think you do even hear concerns expressed by the pro-Israel groups here about the generational shift that I was speaking about. And they have spoken about it in exactly those terms, fearing that in 10 or 15 years, the American position on Israel or the American political climate around Israel and the Palestinians could be very different. As I say, that does not really have any effect on, perhaps unfortunately, doesn't have any effect on the current situation in Gaza.
And in terms of those lawmakers, those 10 or so lawmakers you mentioned who've kind of expressly criticised Ireland, is their view simply that it's worthy of condemnation, or would they like to go further? Would they like to see some blowback, be it financial, economic or otherwise, for Ireland for taking this position?
They've been, I suppose, somewhat modulated on that particular point. Like Lindsey Graham, a senator from South Carolina, is a good example of this. Now, he said that if the Occupied Territories Bill is passed, it would not be, quote, well received in the United States. It's not exactly sure, not exactly clear, what specifically he means, but, you know, some kind of complication. Likewise, Senator Rick Scott of Florida said it would complicate our economic relationship. So they're implying that there could be some blowback. I would only say as a counterweight to that, that, you know, publicly traded corporations, especially in the United States, make their decisions based on business concerns, you know, where the consciences don't go too far in that respect.
Niall, always great to talk to you. Niall Stanage, White House columnist with The Hill.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.